Bite size.
You are tuned to Bite Size Pickleball. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Today I'm going to do a little reading from a chapter in my book, How to Play Better Pickleball, available at Amazon by Rick Sipes. That's me. Hey, Mom, check me out. R-I-C-K-C-I-P-E-S. Get the book. It'll help your game. Chapter 28, The Martial Arts. For me, the martial arts loom large in my pickleball game. What do I mean by that? First off, in my own mind, I'm Bruce Lee whenever I'm on defense in pickleball. And you know what they say, aim for Bruce Lee, but be willing to settle for Jackie Chan. Are there really martial arts in pickleball? You bet there is. In every firefight you're in, and each time you dig a ball out from the baseline or at your feet in the transition zone, you're exemplifying martial arts skills. Skills which are obviously rooted in quickness, speed, and agility. To me, those are the most important qualities to possess in pickleball. Power is a close second, and the combination of all of them is lethal, just like Bruce Lee was. So, how can you add martial arts to your pickleball game? Other than working on your speed and agility through a series of practice drills, you also need to be able to understand the philosophy of martial arts and then adapt those philosophies to your pickleball game. As an example, when I was younger, I took a judo class, and one of the first lessons I remember was how to dodge an opponent's punch. Not only dodge it, but as it was coming, move to the side while grabbing my off-balance opponent's wrist and pulling them to the canvas. The philosophy to understand about this move? I didn't need to use equal and opposite force to beat my opponent. Instead, I used my opponent's force against them. Let's translate that to pickleball. I often see players defending at the net, trying to return a hard drive with an equally as hard hit back. What I see happen a lot is the defender will be way out in front of the ball or behind it and hit the ball out of bounds or into the net. This happens because they have fallen victim to their opponent's energy. Think of it as being locked into a kill or be killed mode. This KOBK mode is something you need to go beyond if you want to play great pickleball, and I will cover KOBK in detail in Chapter 32. Applying the philosophy above, that one doesn't need to use equal and opposite force to beat an opponent, what would be the better defense here? What about barely moving the paddle at all? Maybe a slight tilt and a hair of a backspin, and you can send the ball right off the side of the court unreturnable, using your opponent's force against them. Placement over power. Now that you're getting the idea of how we can apply martial arts to pickleball, let's continue. A martial arts philosophy can be considered court sense in pickleball. And to have good court sense, just as a martial artist would, you need to be hyper aware of everything. You need to be a master of focus and able to react at the slightest tell from your opponents. Picture yourself as a kung fu master, and your sixth sense tells you someone is trying to sweeping low kick to knock you off balance. But your court sense is keen, and you jump right over that kick in perfect synchronization. In pickleball, you want to read your opponent so you can cut their angles off. This kind of intuitive play is developed with long, long hours of playing and practice. Do you think becoming Bruce Lee was easy? Bruce Lee's practices were the stuff of legend. Practice makes perfect. After a long time of practicing, our work will become natural, skillful, swift, and steady. That was a quote from the master himself, Bruce Lee. Let's examine the word steady in the pickleball world, and let's link it back to my first judo lesson and learning to get my opponent off balance. And let's also link it back to something I discussed in chapter 17 on defense, and that's flinching. When you flinch, that causes you to be off balance, which immediately gives your opponent the upper hand. To be steady in this situation, first you need to understand the philosophy of the situation. In this case, flinching is a survival skill that has been embedded in our DNA for centuries. So it's natural to flinch when someone is set to lash out at us. Centuries ago, if we didn't flinch, we might be dead. Now, it's just a pickleball. It isn't going to kill you. What have we done here? We have recognized where flinching stems from, and through recognition, we can begin to correct the problem. The problem in this case is overreaction. Recognize what is happening, overreaction, connected to its source, 4% Neanderthal brain, and you'll learn to stop flinching in no time. The other thing that helps me fantasize I am Bruce Lee is because I've put in a good deal of practice. I got very friendly with a wall named Fred. Huh? I'm kidding. I'm not crazy enough to give a wall a name. I'm only crazy enough to think I'm Bruce Lee. Something else to consider when trying to add a more martial arts approach to your game is the mental aspect. You want total focus on your opponent. This is called out focus. And what it will do, if you do it properly, is to get you out of your own mind. When you're locked in your opponent's game, you have a much better chance at handling whatever they throw at you. If you drop your focus for even a moment, they have a chance at handling you. Be like a hawk and keep your eyes peeled on your prey. Every time you feel your mind drift to thoughts of what if or oh no, put your focus back on your opponent. Something else to think about in terms of the martial arts pickleball dynamic is something I have repeated many times in this book, and it has to do with balance. You need to assume a strong, stable stance with your legs properly spaced and your knees bent with equal weight on both feet. If you're facing a particularly strong hitter, this stance will be your foundation to defend from. In addition to a strong stance, you want to think about economy of movement. That means you move exactly as much as you need to with little to no wasted effort. Think simplicity. Zen. By the way, I think Bruce Lee would have been a masterful pickleball player. I also think you can become one too. Maybe you don't have to believe you are Bruce Lee, but hey, there's always Jackie Chan. My guess is Bruce Lee had a way stronger mindfulness game than Jackie Chan does. Okay, that's chapter 28, which leads to chapter 29 about mindfulness. And I've repeated this many, many times before, but I think mindfulness is the missing ingredient to 85% of the players that I see play game, and that includes on a pro level. I think people just don't spend the time working on their minds. And if you really want to get great at anything in life, even life itself, you really should start working on your mind. Okay, that was an excerpt from How to Play Better Pickleball by Rick Sipes. That's me, Mom. And I wish you all the best week. I hope you have a lot of fun out there. And I just wanted to throw this out there. If any of you have something you'd like me to answer, a question, please feel free to email me at rick@bitesizepickleball.com, and maybe I'll even cover it on the podcast. rick@bitesizepickleball.com, and maybe I'll cover it on the podcast. Okay, one last word. Next week, it's going to be a cool podcast. I'm interviewing one of the owners of the Major League Pickleball team from St. Louis. So make sure to stop back in and listen to that. I'm going to go deep in the MLP and ask him some very probing questions that I'm interested to know. And I think you will be interested too. Over and out. Goodbye.
Bite size. Bite size.